Blog Talk Radio.
The North American Wrestling Connection, bringing you great wrestling discussion since 2007. Sanctioned by...
You've got 10 seconds. The countdown going on right now. Morrow, up to show. 5 seconds left in the game. Do you believe in miracles?
It's not just a no, it's a... Bottom line, because Vince McMahon said so.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to a special edition of the North American Wrestling Connection, the wrestling podcast that combines the pageantry of Johnny Weir figure skating, the toughness of the U.S. men's hockey team, the struggles of Olympic curling, and turns it all into an hour of where we make cheap jokes on John Cena.
Recruit.
Oh, and need I mention Conway Twitty jokes?
Yeah!
With that said, let's introduce our panel. Standing on the gold podium is Jason Black.
Four main event WrestleMania matches, Daniel Bryan versus Chris Jericho. What a week to be a wrestling fan.
And then scoring the winning goal for men's U.S. hockey is Typho.
It's a joyous week here. Vance Archer is officially a part of the SmackDown roster, meaning no Cena, Triple H burials every week.
Very good.
Only Edge burials.
Vance... And then we got lifting up the gold medal for women's hockey for Canada. We have Nikki Hayman.
I think the real reason that Scott Armstrong got fired was he forgot to signal refs X when Undertaker was hit by his own pyro. Too soon?
No, it's very good because... Undertaker is the toughest son of a bitch in wrestling. Far
yes,
done.
We'll get to that later.
No doubt.
And then we got the human slalom himself, Jim Williams.
What the hell is that supposed to mean? I thought I was going to get the Bob Costas of the proceedings or the Al Michael, the human slalom.
Something about going both ways.
Man alive.
Oh. Wow, okay, it's going to be a fun night.
And finally, we have the Al Michaels of the group, VRM.
I get the Al Michaels, because I'm the sports television guy. Yeah, figures.
Well, let's face it, it's better than being Chris Collinsworth.
Anything is better than being Chris Collinsworth.
Even Joe Buck.
Yeah, well, Joe Buck.
Oh, my. Well, speaking of oh, my's, we have an Elimination Chamber pay-per-view to talk about, don't we, VRM?
Yes, we do, and a lot of missed opportunities on scoring. So things started off, thank God, with the Raw Elimination Chamber. It was 2 points, one for the first out, one for the winner. And this one dragged out along all that first hour because every single participant got into the ring before a single elimination occurred.
Oh, I thought it was dragging just because they put Randy Orton in the chamber right in front of me.
Oh.
Vintage slam. Very nice.
Well, it's a commonly known fact here at the North American Wrestling Connection. Nikki Hayman hates Randy Orton.
Can't fault her.
No.
No.
Anyway, approximately 20 minutes, or 24 minutes into the match, a little less, I should say, Cody Rhodes decides he's going to stick his nose where it doesn't belong and brings a lead pipe into the ringside area, where he hands it to Ted DiBiase. John Cena picks Orton up for the FU, Brad goes to hit Randy, goes to hit John, but accidentally clocks Randy. Then he clocks Cena, and he pins Orton for the 1-2-3.
Oh, who predicted that?
You did, Typho.
Nicely done,
my hero.
Yes, well, once again. Anyway, Ted then got eliminated by Trouble in Paradise about a minute and a half later. 45 seconds after that, Kofi got eliminated, was eliminated by a Celtic Cross. Then approximately 2 minutes later, Sheamus was eliminated with a pedigree, leading us to, once again, Triple H versus John Cena.
Yeah.
And another one of the great moments in the history of our sport.
Fully, I'll take that over John Cena, Randy Orton any day of the week.
Yes.
True. Yeah.
Greatest main event in Elimination Chamber history.
And WrestleMania 22, calling because
they want their main event.
Cena locked in the STF and Triple H tapped. Cena wins the chamber. Jason gets the point for that. Orton's the first out, so Typho gets the first, gets the point for that. But
wait!
As the chamber goes up, Vince McMahon comes out and says, "Congratulations, John Cena, you're going to WrestleMania!
And we're about to...
provided you beat this man."
Well, Edge is backstage yelling gimmick infringement.
Yeah. Yeah.
Batista comes out. Spears, and then Batista bombs Cena. 1, 2, 3. And just like that, in 50 minutes, the pay-per-view goes from, in Rob's words, passable to what the fuck?
So much thing, thank God.
This is actually what Rob texted IM'd me after I told him about what happened with Batista winning the title. So now we go to the Intercontinental Championship match. Drew McIntyre and Kane, and as we all predicted, Kane doesn't win at pay-per-views.
No.
Yes.
No. Poor guy.
So everybody gets a point on that one. Very well done, ladies and gentlemen.
No.
You get a point, and you get a point, and you get a car. Wait a minute.
So up next, we're finally going to see the end. We're finally going to get it.
Thirty-year dream. Thank you, Rich.
Anyway, so we're finally going to... moving on, we're finally going to get this match. This feud is finally going to end. This tournament is finally going to end. We're going to get Maryse versus Gail Kim for the stupid butterfly belt.
Wait!
Vicky Guerrero!
Excuse me. Yes.
Oh, you're going to make me play it, Jim.
Yeah, I have to.
Yes. Vicky Guerrero comes out and decides, no, we're not going to have this match. We're going to have a tag team match.
Face palm.
Yeah.
Why not?
So I'll explain this when we're not even going to bother with that match. But the points go like this. It's like everybody did this to the match.
I And I have a septic system at home, and it still hasn't gone down all the way.
Wow.
What Creative did when they wrote that segment.
I would have contributed, but I couldn't leave my section.
Yeah. By the way, Nikki, I have a question for you. When that match got announced, how many people left their seats?
I didn't see that many leave their seats because it's Divas. So they're going to stick around and enjoy the titillating emphasis on tits.
Large, sexy, and powerful indeed.
Oh, Kurt Angle!
Screw your boobs!
Yes, exactly.
Yeah,
thank you very much.
All right, so backstage, I forget exactly how this happened, but somehow MVP wormed his way into yet another U.S. championship opportunity. And as The Miz got ready for this match, because he wasn't dressed to compete, William Regal came out to plug a little NXT. And then Edge came out and speared the crap out of him.
Yay!
Hooray!
Hooray!
Huzzah!
We'll get to spear. Anyway, the unscored match, Miz versus MVP for the U.S. title again. And thanks to
interference. Which, personally, I have no problem with, because those two can always put on a good match.
Absolutely.
True. Yeah. And once again, Big Show getting involved with a little knockout punch. And The Miz wins it and retains his title.
Don't forget Kool-Aid Man crashing through his wall.
Hey, hey, hey.
Oh, yes.
Oh. Why did they tell us that on our side?
Oh, jeez.
They made sure that no security guards would be harmed in the performance of that stunt.
All that was missing was an oh, yeah.
Oh, wait, wrong one. I'm sorry.
Oh.
Okay, on to the SmackDown Chamber.
Yay!
Yeah. Wildy.
First thing we have to talk about, somebody else talked about this because I didn't, because I'm sure somebody else knows a little more about this than I do, Jason or Nikki with the...
This made big headlines.
It was a fiery beginning.
Jim!
Okay.
Minus 10 points, Jim, for QI. Josh, do you have that written down?
No,
Jim starts at minus 10.
No, wait a minute.
We haven't even started. Okay. Here's what happened. And I'm reading the PW Insider, and everyone's saying Undertaker gets burned in a fire incident on the pay-per-view. So, over the next day, you are seeing videos of them. What happened was, Undertaker comes out, and he's walking his normal death walk. And just as he gets to the center part of the second level of pyro, because I believe there are two rows of pyro, if I remember right.
There usually is two.
There was one pyro that engulfs him in the center. He runs down the ramp, strips off of his duster and jacket, tosses the belt out, and Nikki, would you mind being the Undertaker for a second? Nikki?
What do you mean?
What he said as he's going down the ramp.
I don't have that button.
No.
Who in the hell do you think you are?
Yeah, that one. But no, he's going, fuck this, just, you know, and they're going, yeah, pretty much. And for any wrestling fan who doesn't think wrestling is fake and doesn't think The Undertaker is the toughest motherfucker in the business, if you get burns on your body and then finish a match in there, you do that, okay? Seriously.
Yeah.
You
no
do
doubt.
That. Okay.
Now, being there live, I could not see the ramp, so I did not see it. Somebody told me this happened. I did not see Taker till he got into the chamber. During the match, however, I did see them bringing him water, which he was pouring over his head and drinking, and just trying to soothe whatever burns that he had, which included one that looked like he had been punched in the stomach with a clothes iron.
Oof.
He also had some apparently on his neck and on his face, as seen in the promo the following night, any of the yellow splotches you saw on his face.
Yeah.
Burnley.
That looked like Vaseline, wasn't it?
Something like that.
Tough man. Tough man to go through this match. Go on, VRM.
Yeah,
twice.
Okay,
I'm sorry, Nikki. You were saying?
I am now twice as scared of this man as I've ever been.
And twice as lucky that DJ got a picture of him.
I need to call him and say, dude, you're lucky you lived to get that picture taken.
Yeah.
Caught the Undertaker on a good day.
Yes. Yes, when he has a scowl on, he's happy. Okay. You know.
Good grief. Not the front.
All right, we're getting off track. We need to get back to the pay-per-view.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
On to the actual match. CM Punk and R-Truth start things off, and within a little over 3 minutes and 30 seconds, R-Truth is going to sleep, which means...
Thank you.
So, Rob and Josh get the points on that for the first out. So we get about 90 minutes of Punk Jesus before Ray comes in and takes him out. About 10 minutes later, Starship Pain lands on Ray's chest. He's out. About 8 minutes later, John Morrison eats and chokes him to the steel floor, and we're left with Undertaker and Chris Jericho.
Yay!
Mm-hmm.
So
sorry to step on your toes, VRM. Undertaker has the match in the bag. He has given Jericho the last ride. He is out.
And he's signaling for the tombstone when suddenly a steel floor tile starts moving. And up comes Shawn Michaels.
What took you so long, Mike?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
And, of course, everyone screams, don't turn around! But Taker turns around and bam! Super kick.
Eats cowboy boot.
Jericho stirs and takes advantage for the 1, 2, 3. Everyone except for Jim and Rob get a point for Jericho winning.
Woo.
So here we go to the scores. In last place with 1.5 points, we have the aforementioned Jim Williams.
I hate my life.
In a tie for second place, we have myself, Nikki, and Rob at 2.5.
I should get an extra half point for having to put up with Orton in front of me.
Judges, do we have a shot?
Yeah.
Dude!
Tie for first place at 3.5. Jason gets in, but unfortunately, all ties go to the champion, or should we say, champions. So you're winners and still co-NAWC Middleweight champions, Typho and Josh.
Wow.
Well, since we got to do the co thing for a while, I'm calling Chris Jericho. You can have China.
Ooh.
Oh.
Wowzers.
I'll pick my second place for just the fact that I got to see John Morrison up close for 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Lovely.
And the fact
anyways, we have
awesome
some important stuff to talk about for 9 minutes. We have, Vince.
Yeah! Times 3 or 4 or 8 or 11.
Four.
Or has it gone up now? Jason, you're normally up on PW Insider. Is it up to 5 now, or are we still at 4?
I think we are on 4.
We're on 4.
I believe.
All right.
They'll hit developmental soon enough.
Well, isn't that roster thin enough as it is?
Not, well, yeah, but the most surprising one was Maria at this point. Okay. Because she's being on, you know, she's releasing a new album, and she's also being promoted on Celebrity Apprentice. The other releases were The Hurricane, Shane Helms, Paul Burchill, and referee Scott Armstrong.
Paul Burchill fell into the trap of, we don't have anything for you now, and God bless Paul Burchill. He tried. He really did try to get over. But...
He was over, and they killed him.
Yes, as a pirate, exactly.
Hurricane, I don't think we need to explain the story again about why he's released.
That's an unfortunate situation, but you know what? What are you going to do?
Yeah, well, me and Nikki gave each other an over-the-phone high five when we heard Scott Armstrong got fired.
I just didn't want to say it too loud because a certain referee might call in and say, well, they need to give me that spot.
They're going to hire Tim White back again?
Who knows?
Let's go to the friendly tap one more time.
The curse is still strong.
Oh, is Brian Hebner doing anything these days?
I don't think so.
Probably beatboxing on a street corner somewhere.
Do we expect to see? I'm expecting to see more. If they're doing it now, I'm expecting to see more.
Okay, so for the next 7 minutes or so, let's discuss who do we think is going away.
Ooh, no, I think we should talk WrestleMania stuff. I'm just saying that we, you know.
Oh, I got something better than WrestleMania stuff. We had a new show debut this week, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, yes, we did.
NXT.
God.
Thank God, is it a good show?
Oh, yes. Okay. The line of the night, I think I said it to Nikki when we found out what the main event was going to be for the first show. I think the internet wrestling community all needed to grab Kleenex. Seriously. Okay? And it lived up to the billing. Seriously. It was awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I talked to somebody else whose name I'm not going to mention on the air. I said, thank you. He says, I need to change my pants. And I said, what would you do if Danielson had actually won? He said, I'd have to change sheets.
Yeah.
And this is why we are the longest running weekly episodic wrestling news podcast on Blog Talk Radio, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, God. Oh, it's beautiful. But seriously, though, I love the concept of what they're doing here. The TV camera angle is different and good, and some of the personalities are great. I loved David Otunga as a heel. The video package was awesome, although his wrestling skills left a lot to be desired.
Well,
yeah.
I can explain that one. He's only been, like, FCW for, like, around a year or so he's still green. I mean green.
Yeah.
So
don't worry,
time
his FCW matches don't last much longer than the one he had on NXT does either.
Yeah.
They don't have much faith in him.
They're just hoping they could get Jennifer Hudson to fill in that female singer role and be the new ring announcer for Monday Night Raw.
Yeah, exactly.
They might get her for a guest host, but go ahead.
Sing at WrestleMania, won't you? Oh, I'm sorry.
but they made Daniel Bryan a star.
Oh, yeah.
Tonight. Okay. I mean, okay. Who thought that suicide dive was... Oh, my God. Oh, my my God.
He took one for the team there. My goodness.
Oh, God.
He almost broke the table.
When that happened,
he almost broke himself.
Yes. When that happened, I am Nikki. Ow! It hurt to watch.
Yeah, that did hurt.
It was pretty bad, but still not as nasty as the one Benoit had a few years ago with Booker T. But
yeah.
It was still bad.
Yeah, but
that one was bad too.
But I will say this: if they keep this on, and I love the whole Miz. I also love Matt Stryker as the backstage
host
slash moral guy, you know. And oh, and yes, and Michael Cole as the internet hating doofus. Great. I'm sorry. I loved it. I really did. He's faking it. It's all storyline, but it's great.
Oh my!
Did you guys like that? The whole.
Oh yeah.
I dug it.
Wasn't bad. Yeah.
Actually, another reason to hate Michael Cole, hey, that's good enough for me, even if we are being worked.
You know,
yes.
Yeah, because he took off his online presence at the WWE because he didn't want to deal with the internet fans, in quotes, anymore, which was great. Work the storyline. Work us, just like Matt Hardy did. And just like
we don't want him around either, so it's all mutual.
Yeah.
You also give a huge respect to even Jericho. This Brian during the match. Once the leg lock was on, just how hard Jericho fought for the ropes.
Mm-hmm.
And then B, he put Daniel Bryan in the real lion tamer.
Yes, he did.
Oh yes.
And that's all I gotta say.
Nothing beats the original lion tamer. I remember Carl Chenier sending me a tapes. And you have a couple of those episodes on tape, Nikki, which I sent you a few months back, actually a couple of years ago. One of the matches that I have is a part of a worldwide match between Chris Jericho and Prince Iaukea.
Mm-hmm.
And the original Lion Tamer is so, so beautiful.
I liked it when he did it in one of the video game commercials where he was demonstrating it on a programmer.
Yeah. Well, let's see what else. We have Heath Slater with Christian, who beat Carlito and Michael Tarver, who is getting a huge push in FCW right now, who's in a fatal four-way right now, I think tomorrow, on FCW TV, going up against Wade Barrett, Ronaldo Banderas, or something like that,
mm-hmm.
and Caval,
aka Loki, aka Senshi, you know, all that good stuff.
Aka, you'll respect Loki's ice cream.
Warrior.
What?
Yeah. Michael Tarver looked decent in the ring, but if they build up, you know, he's like a prize fighter, that sort of deal. You'll be okay. I'm looking forward to Justin Gabriel next week with Matt Hardy.
That'll be fun.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll see. Well,
yeah. Well, enough talking about the presence of wrestling. You guys have your thinking caps on?
I think I do.
Nikki?
Oh. Yeah.
I'm
just going to sit back.
I just bought one at Boscov's. Hopefully it'll do something.
All right. Well, in honor of our friends over water, the Brits, we'd like to honor them by playing a round of QI.
Lord help us.
Good evening. Good evening. Good evening, and welcome to QI. I am the Stephen Fry of this group, Robert Seidelman. Well, Stephen Fry in more ways than one, but we'll talk about that later. First, let's meet our combatants on the fatal four-way of obscure knowledge. Nikki Haymon. Jason Block. Typho. And Jim Williams. Now, the questions are hard, the scoring in this game is my business, and you may guess yourself very easily. Now, if you want to get my attention, all you have to do is just simply buzz. That's all you have to do. Nikki goes... Jason goes.
I knew that was coming.
Typho goes.
How does the hockey net do that? I think he's cute.
He's so sexy. Wow.
He's got the look.
Whoa.
His rise is so wild. He's got the moves that really move me. He sends chills up and down my spine.
And Jim goes.
Get up on your feet. Put your hands together.
Party on, indeed.
That's right.
Helms.
Let's get to our first question, shall we? Well, as we know, NXT replaced ECW, this past week. But the question I want to ask you is, what was the original name of ECW?
That was Nikki, I think, first, from looking at it here.
Nikki?
It was actually Eastern Championship Wrestling before...
Oh, no!
What?
No. It was not Eastern Championship Wrestling. You see, that's what we call a heffalump trap, Nikki. That means minus 10 points, Nikki.
You said
there was actually
that,
a name before Eastern Championship Wrestling.
You said what did ECW mean before that?
No, what was the original name of ECW?
Eastern Championship Wrestling.
No, it wasn't.
Really?
Any other? Anybody else have an idea?
Really?
He's so sexy.
Typho?
NWA Eastern Championship Wrestling.
No. Not the NWA Eastern Championship Wrestling.
He's in the same trap I am, then.
Yeah. No, no, you activated it first, and he doesn't get penalized for it.
Well...
Anybody know?
Well, I buzzed in. I did.
Hold on. Jason, what sort of area are you in right now? What is New York, Philadelphia, what is...
Is it northeast? Northeastern?
No, it's the... It's sort of a surname of the Northeast.
New England?
You know, no.
New York, New Jersey.
Mid-Atlantic.
No, not Mid-Atlantic. You're in the tri-state area.
Was it called Tri-State Championship Wrestling?
No, it was called the Tri-State Wrestling Alliance.
Wow, okay. Something I didn't know.
The Tri-State Wrestling Alliance. That's Phil's ECW's first name. In 1991. It didn't actually become Eastern Championship Wrestling until 1992 when Todd Gordon bought the original owner's, Joe Goodhart's, share of the company. Ty Gordon and Joel Goodhart co-owned it and called it the Tri-State Wrestling Alliance. And then when Eastern Championship Wrestling was founded out of Tri-State Wrestling Alliance, he became a member of the NWA with who was the original booker? Anybody know who was the original booker?
Oh,
don't
Eddie Gilbert.
No.
Yeah, Eddie Gilbert, right on.
I thought it was Coraluzzo, but okay.
No. Hot Stuff Eddie Gilbert was the first booker of ECW. Have a point, Typho.
There
we
go.
And then after falling out with Todd Gordon, he was replaced by Nikki's uncle in 1993, September.
Yes, the man who was basically the unsung genius of professional wrestling, if you want to give it that.
I need you to come back, Uncle Paul.
Please.
Damn it.
Someone in one of the chat rooms I frequent said that the greatest story that would ever happen is if Vince Russo was fired and replaced by Paul Heyman.
Maybe.
On TNA.
But Uncle Paul doesn't have
be interesting.
Anything related to wrestling except for his blog.
Yeah.
Damn
it.
Mm-hmm. Now, here's my question, another ECW question for all of you. Give me a ballpark figure on how much the company had in liabilities when the company folded. Just a rough estimate. If this thing would cooperate.
Sing along with three
cows. Oh, I was there first. I was.
No, it was Jim.
Fine.
The fun and glamour and excitement of chat rooms, yeah. Well, you have to figure there was so much money paid to the various wrestlers, so much money paid to the announcer. I remember Joey Styles was owed like $50,000. It was in a couple of million dollars, I think.
Actually,
somewhere
you're
in that
right. I'm going to give you a couple points, Jim, because you actually got Joey Styles was owed right on the nose of $50,000.
I remember reading that a while back, and just the talent figures in the tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands in some cases, from all the bookings over the years, you know, it's hard to believe they lasted as long as they did.
I mean, Rob Van Dam, if I remember correctly, was owed close to $250,000.
Yeah, $150,000, but you're in the ballpark. I'll give you a point.
You know, I mean, because when WWE bought ECW, that was one of the biggest things. I mean, that was truly the day ECW died. I mean, no one, if anyone thinks that ECW died 3 weeks ago, not true.
Exactly.
Not true. ECW died in that place, I believe it was Kansas City, was the last official show. That was it.
Yeah, the last
Little
show.
Little Rock.
Yeah, Little Rock. Oh, okay, Little Rock.
You know.
Somewhere in the middle of TNN country. Yes.
Yeah. Actually, I'll give you the liabilities. The bankruptcy filing included hundreds of claims, including production companies, buildings ECW ran in, TV stations which ECW was televised on, travel agencies, phone companies, attorney fees, wrestlers, and other talent.
Is a claim entertainment mentioned in that?
No.
Okay. I thought they still had to owe something to them for
no.
The video game licensing.
Acclaim. No. Actually, Acclaim owed them money.
Oh, really? Hmm.
Yeah. Does anybody know how much Sabu was owned? Was owed? Just rough estimate, no buzzing in. Does anybody know how much Sabu was owed?
Didn't he owe them with all the bruises and injuries he had over the years and botches?
No.
No,
okay.
they only owed him a dime bag.
Oh!
Ow.
That's right.
Does anybody know the amount?
$150,000.
I'm just going to say maybe $100,000. Not that much.
No.
No.
It's actually $1. It's actually
really?
$1.
$1, Bob. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, $1. also, owed amount, that amount, Steve Corino.
Well, he's worth it, so. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Oh, no.
Oh,
no.
I think I'd cut it in half.
Old school.
Actually, the highest amounts owed to talents was Rob Van Dam at $150,000. Tommy Dreamer is owed $125,000. We talked about Joey Styles already at $50,000. Shane Douglas was owed $48,000. And Santino was owed some weird amount, $47,875.
There's a joke there.
Dreamer's about even because of the catering bill he ran up.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, always interesting fun there. Let's switch gears. We talked about ECW. Now let's drop a W and talk about EC, Elimination Chamber. We ran down the card of Elimination Chamber. What was the original name of Elimination Chamber? Buzzin', if you know.
Oh, damn.
He's so sexy. Typo?
It would be No Way Out.
Oh, no. It wasn't No Way Out.
It was No Way In.
No. No.
I can't really alarm him for that.
All right, Nikki?
Well, if you're talking the first pay-per-view that the Chamber appeared on, it'd be Survivor Series.
No, it wasn't Survivor Series. I'm talking about the original name of the Elimination Chamber pay-per-view.
I think I have it next.
All right, what is it?
I think it's December to Dismember.
No, it wasn't December to Dismember either.
Oh, I can't.
I got
no... You got to think back. This is pre-WWE era.
Then I'm out, unless it's an In Your House.
Actually, Nikki, take some points. You are absolutely right. It is In Your House.
What? Okay,
yeah,
I see where you're going.
It wasn't Beware of Dog.
No, it wasn't Beware of Dog. It was actually the original name. It was called In Your House 6.
Go on.
But in 1997, they got an official name called In Your House Final Four in 1997. So either In Your House or Final Four would have been acceptable.
All right.
So the original February pay-per-view is what you're saying. Okay.
Yeah, the original February pay-per-view.
Interrupt for 1 second. U.S. Canada Round 2.
Okay.
Gold. All right. USA. Sorry, Trista. USA. USA.
USA.
any fond memories of the February pay-per-view?
I remember the Undertaker dragging Diesel under the ring during that cage match.
Yeah. Who was Diesel facing, by the way?
Bret Hart, I believe.
Bret Hart's absolutely right. Have another point.
Wow.
Legs, dude.
But, okay.
And then also on that card was Shawn Michaels and a couple other people versus Vader, Yokozuna, and Owen Hart managed by Jim Cornette. I think it was like Savio Vega and something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Elephant in the room. Oh, wait.
Also on that card was a crybaby match between Razor Ramon and Sean Waltman. However, nowadays they're always playing the crybaby game because both of them are because they don't have TNA contracts yet.
Of course they
are. Speaking of pay-per-views, I want to know what was the name of the first WWE pay-per-view.
Ever?
Buzzin', if you think you know, do you...
Ooh, wow.
He's so sexy.
Typo?
Would it be the Wrestling Classic?
No. No. That was the first WWF pay-per-view. I'm talking about WWE pay-per-view.
Ooh. Okay.
Oh, okay. I'm playing the specific game.
What did you say, Typho? I didn't hear because I was yelling at my brother.
I said the Wrestling Classic.
Okay.
And that activated the horn.
Okay.
Nikki?
Let's see, that was in summer. I'm going to say SummerSlam.
No, it wasn't SummerSlam.
It was SummerFest.
If you know the year, that helps.
It was 2002. I know that's when the transition happened.
Yeah, 2002 is the year.
And it was over the summer, but it must have happened before SummerSlam.
It did happen before SummerSlam.
Would it have to be Judgment Day then? Judgment
that's
Day
exactly
or...
right, Jason. Judgment Day 2002.
Wow, okay, cool.
I have a couple points on that one.
Whew, thank you. At least I got
it. My next one was going to be Vengeance, but oh well.
No, it wasn't Veterans because that was the pay-per-view after. I think that was two pay-per-views on. So
yeah.
I think it was Bad Blood in June, and then
that was it was three. King of the Ring. That was the last year of King of the Ring.
Yes,
yeah.
I was at now I believe the King of the Ring 02 was when Shane McMahon fought Kurt Angle. Was that?
No, that was 2001.
That was 01.
Oh, I was at that live. Oh my God, when Shane didn't go through the glass, the whole crowd just went sucked their breath in.
Yeah.
Was that good?
02 was Brock Lesnar's King of the Ring.
Yeah.
Was Lesnar won over Rob Van Dam, and Rob had an excellent opening match with, I believe, Chris Jericho.
It was Chris Jericho, I do believe. Does anybody know what was the last big WWF event? Just out of curiosity, does anybody know what was the last big WWF event?
WF?
Yeah.
Ooh, then it would probably, if that was 2002, and this is 2000. If this is 2000, if this is 2010, that's, okay, well, that was, I think Nikki got it.
Nikki?
WrestleMania 18.
No, it was not WrestleMania 18. There was two events after that, which had the WWF moniker.
Well, you said big event, so I figured you're talking about the Big Five.
I want to hear the rest of that. Was it like Judgment Day or something?
No, that was the first. You said that was the one, the first of the WWE.
Backlash, then I don't know.
No, it wasn't Backlash. There was one
backlash.
In between.
It was
one in between
backlash
and Judgment Day.
No, those are usually back to back.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
Was it the Insurrection pay per view?
That was it, Typho. It was Insurrection.
Oh, God! Oh wow!
I only
that's
know
right.
that I've got the DVD.
I did too, but I didn't think it was. I didn't think it was between two events.
Wow.
Well played.
Yeah,
well
the
played.
Name change officially occurred the Monday after Insurrection.
Yeah.
Get the F out.
I have a Get the F Out shirt somewhere.
Yeah.
Don't we all?
Yeah, I have the SummerSlam pay per view on tape. By the way, the original recording. It's always fun to watch that pay-per-view. And speaking of watching recordings, I'd like to... I'm glad this is being recorded so we could watch all you guys make fools of yourself in the realm that we'd like to call general ignorance. So fingers on buzzers, if you will, please.
Okay.
Oh, Lord, help me.
I would have loved it. Who invented the sharpshooter?
Ooh. I'm going to say Stu Hart.
Ooh, no, it wasn't Stu Hart. Jim?
I'm going to... I just want to sing along. Well, I'm thinking that somebody in the Hart family, obviously not. I'm thinking like Bruce or something.
In your wallet. No, we have... Who'd you say?
Bruce. I don't know. Bruce Hart.
No, it wasn't Bruce.
Or was it somebody in that family?
You have to take a guess.
Somebody does.
It's a trap.
I should stay away.
Thank you, Admiral Akbar.
Oh,
anybody
want to
fathom another guess?
Owen?
No, Jim?
Show me Keith!
Who?
Keith, I don't know.
No!
I'm running out of hearts.
No, I'm not even going to go with the hearts. I'm going to go back a little further with that. Nature Boy Buddy Rogers.
No, it wasn't Buddy Rogers either. Typho?
Ronnie Garvin.
No, it wasn't Ronnie Garvin either.
I just knew that Bret Hart would be the trap.
Oh!
And you said it.
Fertilize me, I wasn't using it as an answer.
Boo. But you still said the name and still you're out 10 points.
Thank you.
At least I'm playing it right.
I mean, I've finished last in this damn game. All right. I probably still will, don't worry.
Okay. You haven't fallen into any traps yet. Keep trying.
Yeah, it won't take long.
Yeah. Anybody else know?
No.
I do, but like I said before, I looked it up on Wiki.
He's cheating.
He's not playing.
Okay. You want to know who actually invented that?
Tap out.
You tap out?
Yeah.
I tap out.
I tap.
Okay. You tap out to the Sharpshooter or the Scorpion Deathlock. Although it's generally associated with Bret Hart Nikki, the creation of the move is by Japanese pro wrestler Riki Chosu.
Riki Chosu? Okay.
Yeah, Riki Chosu is the inventor of the Scorpion Deathlock or Sharpshooter. The original name of it was called... Anybody know? No?
Mm-mm. No.
No.
Although it's called the Scorpion Deathlock.
Pronounce it.
Yeah.
No.
It's quite interesting to who... on who created it, but... It was called the Sasori Gatame.
Okay.
Bless you.
Yeah,
thank you.
So nice.
Which is in English as tap, motherfucker, tap.
Yes.
Yeah, that deserves some points.
Well, Sasori is Japanese for scorpion.
Yeah.
So
okay.
That's where we get the name Scorpion Deathlock from.
Very nice.
Yes, very nice indeed. Who trained Bob Backlund?
Oh, I'm not falling that. I'm not falling for that one. I'm not falling for that one. No way. Because I'm not going to say the S word. Okay.
What is the S word? What is the word?
Oh, I'm not saying it. You really want me to say Arnold?
You can fall into a trap.
You really want me to say Arnold Skolin, don't you?
No, it wasn't Arnold Skolin. See, Arnold Skolin never even met Bob Backlund until they were associated with each other in the WWF.
Thought so.
There you go.
But this guy actually did train Bob Backlund in 72-73. He actually trained quite a lot of wrestlers as well.
Unbelievable.
Typho?
Oh, man. I think, was it Eddie Sharkey?
It was Eddie Sharkey.
Wow!
Whoa! I wouldn't have gotten that one.
Eddie Sharkey is the right answer. Does anybody else know who was trained by Eddie Sharkey? Famous tag team?
Midnight Express?
No, not the Midnight Express.
The Wild Samoans?
No, wasn't the Wild Samoans either.
Valiant Brothers?
Close. It was the Road Warriors that were famously trained by Eddie Sharkey.
Hmm.
In 1982 when he almost closed down a school around that time. Also trained by him was Kurt Hennig, Ravishing Rick Rude, John Nord, Barry Darso, and a few others. Quite interesting to say the least. And it was very interesting to watch.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, fingers on buzzers once again.
Okay.
Aye.
Who won the AWA team champ? Oh, Sean Waltman was also, by the way, our QILs also tell me that Sean Waltman was also trained by Mr. Eddie Sharkey.
And the designer.
Who are the elves? Are they the Keebler elves or something here? I mean,
yeah, I know. Stacy?
Hornswoggle, maybe?
Maybe.
Keebler elves. Stacy, is that you?
Yeah. Elves, indeed. speaking of that note, who was the last WCW World Heavyweight Champion?
Ooh.
Typo.
Oh, see, there's the obvious, there's the trap, so I'm going to have to say the last WCW champion was Booker T.
Oh.
Come on, you can't count the WWF version.
Yes,
I am.
Yeah, and I am too. But Nikki got it first, I think.
Yeah, Nikki.
Yeah.
Let me go through it in my head here. I'm going to say Triple H.
No, it wasn't even Triple H.
Really? Because
he never held it.
Last one was both. Yeah, he did. He was one of the undisputed champions that carried both belts.
No, because Triple H at that time was injured.
No, he came back in January of 2002.
Yeah, but then the heavyweight, but then the undisputed championship was already gone.
No, there were two belts.
WrestleMania 18, they had both belts. They had both
belts. It's been renamed,
though. Triple H holding both belts. The belt was not consolidated into one belt until Brock Lesnar.
No.
Hogan had one belt.
Triple H was the first person. Ric Flair was the first person to give Triple H the undisputed title in the 2002 to 2006 form.
Okay.
But Triple H was the last person to physically hold it.
Yeah, but who was actually called the last WCW World Heavyweight Champion?
Oh, never mind then.
I thought it was Chris Jericho.
It is Chris Jericho.
But
Chris Jericho was the last one before it became the undisputed title when he held both belts, and both belts were considered the undisputed title.
And Triple H won both of them off of Chris Jericho at WrestleMania.
No, but that was when it was called the Undisputed title, not the WCW World title.
There you go.
They renamed it just the World title sometime at the end of 2001.
And Jericho was calling himself the Undisputed Champion anyway.
That's true.
So,
it's right against the host night, ladies and gentlemen. And
yeah.
I'm sorry,
okay.
Triple H was holding two belts. One of them was the WCW title.
All right, one quick question.
I'll send you a link to this picture.
All right, one quick question. Who held the WCW World Heavyweight title for the longest amount of time? Longest amount of days. Just take a guess, anybody.
WCW.
One reign or all total?
No, all total in days.
Flair?
No, not Flair. Oh, you said Flair, right?
David.
No, he said Flair.
I said David Flair. You didn't let me finish. There are multiple Flairs. Bastard. Damn.
By amount of days, world
yeah.
title?
Sting?
Yeah. No, not Sting.
Hogan.
Yeah, it was Hogan.
See, I thought that would have been the trap.
Nope, Hogan's number one. The amount of days is 1,177 days. Ric Flair, not even half of that at 506 days.
Really?
Yeah.
And Hogan had two runs that were like, if not
year and
a year.
Half long.
Yeah, like more than a year.
Jeez.
All of Flair's were relatively short near the end.
So, let's, I think we exhausted some of our knowledge, and we'll save some questions. And let's get to the matter of the scores.
Oh, God.
Corey, I'm at the bottom.
In last place, I'm looking at my elves. Josh, what are the scores?
Before we go off live.
Oh, come on, Josh.
Zero.
Take away his belt.
Yeah.
In last place is Jim.
Now, wait a minute. What was my total?
Okay, I'm going to make up totals because here's what Josh said. Final scores, y'all suck, I win.
No.
You're officially China now.
Yeah.
Get him with the room 101 door and ask him again.
Oh, my God.
All right, Josh, come on. Can we get the scores, please?
Hit him with a fail button.
And can we get the paternity test results while you're at it, please? Hook us up.
Oh, God.
Jerry Springer said no.
Oh, God.
Good night.
All right. Well, I'll just make up the scores. In last place, with minus 33 points, it's Jim Williams.
How did I get minus 33? This is rigged. Anyway.
Of course it is.
It is rigged.
In second place, with minus 22, is Jason Block. In second place, with minus 5, Nikki Heyman.
Whoa, I did better than I thought.
And our winner with 2 is Typho.
Yay.
Positive points. See, you know who Andy Chargy is, and you go places.
But yeah, but that was fun. That was bizarre, but it was fun.
It was messed up.
Well, I'd like to thank you all for playing.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
I hope you guys enjoyed it.
We did.
And me for sitting here laughing my ass off.
Oh, God.
The chat room entertained.
Yeah.
Yes, the chat room was definitely entertained. I'm going to close this window down because I believe we are off air, aren't we?
Yeah, we are all done. I'd like to thank you guys for playing.
Not a problem, sir.
We will do this again.
Cool.
You've been warned.
If Josh is able to keep the damn score.
You know, he gets 10 for being a doofus.
I think he should be stripped of his half of the title.
Maybe. Anyway,
or at least a third of it, yes.
I'll talk to you in 2 weeks, guys. Be good.
All right, we'll talk about it next week. Until then, this is Robert Solomon saying good night.
And good luck. Yumma!
Oh, that was a good show, wasn't it, VRM? And just like Stephen Fry, I'm all alone. Good night.